Okay, let's rant.
All right. Is it recording?
It's recording. We're ranting. What are you going to rant about? Rant.
Are you not even going to say welcome to the podcast?
Where the fuck were you just a few minutes ago?
I was in
when I said that I could probably go back later and do an intro. We could just start ranting whenever we wanted.
Okay, you're going to want to edit this piece out.
No, I'm leaving the shit in.
All right, so let me just explain what's been going on. I'm obviously hungover, right?
No, not
say
you.
Say it's not.
You hungover? Oh, my God. That's just so infrequent. I can't possibly fucking imagine.
Okay, so I am...
Now, are you still hungover from being hungover yesterday and the day before hungover?
Since, don't make it like, sound hungover... like I'm an alcoholic, really. I just don't metabolize alcohol, apparently. That is first and foremost. That is number one.
No, I think you metabolize alcohol very well.
No. If this is not a podcast about you talking shit to my face. We talk shit about others. Otherwise, I will leave. I'm about to get my period. I'm really.
Okay, so you're hungover.
So, let me just explain. So, yesterday, the words aren't coming out today, are they? No, they are not.
That's
so,
a bit different than many days, but go ahead.
So, I went to my improv class, and then I came home, whatever, and I drive down Broadway every day, and there's a new restaurant on the left. It's called Padre. And I drove past it, and I've been driving past it, and I thought, God, you know what? I'm going to stop in there and get a drink. Because it's kind of a cool venue. It's like kind of near the old Hamburger Mary's. So
is it kind of near there, or is it the old Hamburger
Mary's? No, it's not. It's on Atlantic. It's okay. Like on the corner of Atlantic and Broadway.
Okay.
So I drive home, I change, and I'm going to go pick up my friend, and then he can't go out. He can't come out to play. So I literally call like everyone I know.
You didn't call me.
You know what? I thought you were in Palm Springs.
Okay, I was, but you still could have called
me. Okay, well, anyway. And
it's
no
nice
one...
to be ass.
So no one wanted to play with me, so I went to a... I sat down at a bar by myself.
No!
I did it.
Wow. Thank you, helicopter. It's the Popo. The Long Beach Popo going by.
So I sat down at the bar, had a great conversation with the bartender, end up meeting the general manager. The restaurant's not open yet. The chef comes out, chat with the chef. I'm going to do an article about them. The food is fucking phenomenal. Their bar program is amazing. I was there. I got there at 8. I think I left at 11:30. Like, I got an entire tour. It's not even open yet. They just did, like, a soft opening. So people kind of, like, wander in, but they're not sure what's going on there. But this will be the new place in Long Beach.
Is it at the corner of Broadway?
Broadway.
Diagonal across from the Bonds?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a Greek looking.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. The food is fucking. Frank, the guy that's the chef there, is fucking phenomenal. Like, he was bringing out. I had lomo saltado, which is like a Peruvian dish, but it's got like Japanese influence in it. So a lot of Japanese have immigrated to Peru after World War II. So they introduced cooking with the wok and soy sauce. So it's like this crazy meat dish, but like on top of French fries. You know, like the French do steak frites. It's like their version of like meat and potatoes. Everybody's got a meat and potato dish, but this was unreal. And then he brought out they've got a market fresh fish. This one was branzino, and it was cooked in banana leaf. It was like in the presentation and fresh herbs. I mean, like. I've been waiting for something like this to happen in Long Beach for a really long time. Because I'm sorry, but I find pines too... Jesus Christ, just arrest them already.
Hello?
Just arrest them already. You know, they probably saw, like...
it's the Belmont Shore Hood.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. Sorry. There might be somebody, you know, walking their dog on the wrong fucking side of the street.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
so... Don't start on the dog thing. We'll talk about that. Go ahead.
So, yeah, so anyway, so I've just been waiting for something to happen like this for Long Beach because it needs to happen. I think Pine Street has sort of gotten a little kitschy, and the crowd there is sort of interesting. And, like, on Friday and Saturday nights, it gets kind of like a shit show in there.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of – I'm typically underwhelmed by food in general. So, you know, if I'm going to go out and spend money on food, like, fucking Do it for me. Do it.
Do it. Like, and good cocktails.
And good cocktails, yeah. So that happened. So I met the gentleman that does the bar.
They offer you a job.
Oh, don't even fucking get it. We'll digress. So then, so this is what started the shit day to begin with, is because I've applied to so many restaurants and no one will hire me. And they all come back with it, no, we're not hiring. Which is bullshit. Because you are hiring. You're all hiring. So I've been trying to get into this one restaurant down here in Belmont, and I won't name names, but what the fuck. So I call them 2 days ago. And the woman, and it's funny, this is an interesting dichotomy, because when I come in and I say, oh, I write for a newspaper, I write for a restaurant, people kiss my ass. When I come in asking for a job, or just to be like a simple patron, you know, so I find that already annoying. Like, how about just don't be an asshole in general in life, you know? So this one particular restaurant I call, and I'm like, and I know the bartender there. So I was like, I know him. I thought we're friends. We're whatever. So I call the woman that answers the phone, goes, oh no, you need to call later. You can call tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. So then I call yesterday. Call around. I'd asked her, what time should I call? She goes, you call at 11. Great. So yesterday, call at 11. I was like, can I speak with the manager? And he goes, oh, God, what are you thinking? Like, you call after the lunch rush. You should call after 3. And the guy's, like, giving me attitude. And I'm like, motherfucker, I don't even want to work for you. Like, if you talk to anybody at all like that, I don't even give a shit if you talk to your dog like that. Yeah. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So what I find, and I remember working in restaurants, like, in college, and, like, sometimes the managers have this, like, holier-than-thou attitude. And it's like, bro, fuck, relax. So then I started to get really sensitive, like, nobody wants me. And that could be a metaphor for anything.
You notice I didn't say anything. I let that one go right by. I just let it go.
Yeah, but I don't know. Everything happens for a reason, because working there, I would have killed myself. Anyway. Not killed myself, but, you know, proverbially. Yeah, yeah. Proverbially. Proverbially.
Yeah, you would have got drunk.
No. I would have gotten drunk after. What else happened yesterday? Oh, and real quick, seatingarrangements.com.
Seatingarrangements.com.
Not seating arrangements. That's after your seating arrangements go well and you end up getting...
Oh, seating! Yeah. I thought you said seating arrangements.
No, that would be after it goes well.
Because there's like this whole thing in the news now about, what's his name? Trump. And now he's hiring crowd people to be at his events. That's come out, that he's going to this crowd or business and hiring people to appear when he's doing his thing. Yeah. So I was thinking, oh, seating arrangements.
No, okay, that seating arrangements would be after the seeking arrangements takes off seeking. and you get married, and then you have to do seating arrangements.
Okay. So seeking arrangements. So you are seeking
something.
Floral? Are these floral arrangements? Travel arrangements.
It could potentially be travel arrangements. Or just fucking, well, it's fucking rough. So this was like a social experiment, right? So I'm like on this site trying, you know.
What's Sugar Daddy?
Yeah, but it's really
it's sugar. Our nickname for it is sugardaddy.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where,
so, right.
Where so men post things and they're willing to.
It's borderline prostitution. You know what I mean? Like, it's really
so just... how is taking money or gifts for sex borderline prostitution?
I will. Okay, allow me to explain. So let's say you go on a Grindr or a Tinder date, yeah, right? You go, you meet this guy. He buys you dinner. You have sex with him. Just because, you know, you do.
Yeah.
And then never to be heard from again. Essentially, there was a transaction, yeah, right? You fucked for food.
Yes.
I think you could probably argue that in a court of law. I'm serious. Like, there really is. There's a lot of gray, 50 shades of gray area there.
I'm all about the gray area. I'm all about gray areas.
Okay, so this one wasn't so gray. This was straight up like, if you see me twice a week, I'll give you $5,000 a month.
Yeah. Did you get that offer?
I did get that offer.
Well, duh.
No. Here's the thing. First of all, if you saw his face. Second of all, I don't think he speaks English. It just felt really strange. Also, sleeping with somebody for money, like, my moral compass vacillates, but let's be honest, not that much.
And, it does have a pretty wide arc.
Well,
not this much I know.
The pendulum swings, my dear. The pendulum swings, but that, I don't know. That was a little too much. So, and then, but then, you know when
too much. I think I have a t-shirt that says too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Carry on. Tease.com.
That's my fucking tease. That's my saying. Single white
female.
Well,
then there's a category. Shit Gina says. Too much. Okay, go ahead.
Too much? Is that too much? Okay, so then... That's really funny. Yeah, so then, so he sends me this message, and he starts going on and on about, like, you know, are you into anal? And I'm like, no. You know, he's, like, getting really... And he's like, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm like, this isn't offensive. It's just, like, a really fucked up question. And also, like... I'm like, I'm not just going to go. He's like, and you will go to my house in the hills. And I'm like, which hills are those? You know? What hills might those be, sir? So he's like, you'll go to my house in the hills, and I prefer the date to last for 6 hours. And I'm engaging with this because, again, I do it
a
for science.
Firm, yes.
And
taking one for the team. For all mankind.
Well, I'm not taking this anywhere further with this guy.
One small step for Gina, one big step for womanhood. How about that? Yeah.
Or something more profound than that. Yeah. So anyway, so he's like probing me and asking me these questions and like and gets to the point where he's creeping out. So so then yesterday and I hadn't heard from him because he wanted me to go to his house and I'm like, what are you fucking nuts? This is the next Dateline.
Yeah.
I fucked a rapist. You know, on accident, and then he actually raped me. Or, you know, it's like the next Dateline.
I know.
So he's like, he got upset that I didn't want to go to his house. I was like, I would like to meet you in person first.
Now, wait, do we have a picture of him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not, that's not a secret.
So now,
now, is he the $5,000 guy that isn't that good looking?
Correct.
Okay.
You saw him. So, but then it just seems like I would respond to something, and then 2 seconds later, you'd have a long paragraph. It was almost like he was copying and pasting and filling it, you know, just getting a weird vibe from the guy. So anyway, so last night around 8 o'clock, he says something like, you like to come. And I'm like, the fuck? You know, like, what do I like to come in general? Do I like to go? You know, would I
like to
come,
you know, come over?
You know, yeah. Motherfucker, use your words. Use your words properly.
Yeah.
Grammar.
Thank
it's, you know, not difficult. So, so I respond because I'm like already like, first of all, I don't know what that means. And also, you're fucking weird. So then this morning I texted back and I'm like, hi, so what day were you thinking? And he responds right away with, yesterday, period. Fuck your yesterday.
Really?
You know, like, yes, I'm going to drop everything I'm doing to
drive up to your undisclosed hills location.
Which is probably just Griffith Park somewhere, and I'm going to get tied to a tree and fucking flogged to death. You know? So then I told you about the other guy.
Well, there'd be a story in that. That could be episode two.
But I did. Right. So then I did a but I told you about the other guy who was kind of cute, so we're texting back and forth.
Was that the John Holmes?
No.
I helped you with that. You didn't know who John Holmes was, and I helped you with that.
I know, but then once I brought up the fact that that guy died of AIDS,
it kind of like...
It fizzled.
Yeah,
you can't say AIDS while you're talking to somebody about maybe proposition, like a sex
Well, but if he's going to use somebody's name, if his name on this website is going to be John Holmes XL, I think he should have known a little bit more about
John Holmes.
No, he knows
exactly who John Holmes is.
Oh.
But the irony is, like, he's going with that because that guy had a huge dick.
Yeah.
Not the fact that he died of AIDS. And I'm going along with the thing, well, he died of AIDS. You should probably change your screen name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a boot scoot and boogie. That's a huge fucking problem.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't want to think of you and then think of AIDS.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a bit of a deterrent.
Correct. Yeah. So
then red flag.
Red flag. So then the other guy I was talking to, he seems cutesy nice, and he was like, he was just on here. And they all start out and say, well, I'm just trying to meet somebody. No, you're fucking. So.
You showed me a picture of your dick.
Yes. So this is my favorite story. So we're texting back and forth. He seems really normal. And then he goes, do you like big dick? And I'm like, well, I mean, not like small. You know, I don't know. I mean, how do you? I don't know. I mean, do we have to get so crass with it? Like, you know. Yeah. So, and he's like, well, do you want me to send you a dick pic? And I'm like, I mean, if you feel the need to.
But just so you know, I won't be sending you one of mine.
Right. Like, if you feel the need to, or we could leave something to the imagination. So he goes, you have to see this shit. So he goes, okay. And then 2 seconds later, I get 2 dick pics. And at no point in my life, ever, have I ever seen a dick pic and thought, yeah, dick pic.
Yeah.
So let me explain. Women are not like men. We don't see a picture of your dick and then immediately think, let me go get my eye vibe and knock one out. At no point ever in woman history has that ever fucking. And if it has, I would like to know that woman. I want to have a conversation with her.
As a social study.
As a social, yes. So let me get.
And maybe you could hook him up with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's your new career. A yenta.
A yenta.
Matching people up.
If I were a rich man. No. Sorry, I'm not even
you
Jewish.
Know, you've got the dark looks, the dark hair. We could, you know, heavy makeup. You get a little bit of an accent going.
Papa, can you
can
hear
totally,
me?
You can totally pull that off. Matchmaker.
Yeah,
you
here. Look, matchmaker. Larry.
Oh, a little winky dinky.
I know.
It is a little winky dinky.
He's literally holding it. Like he's pinching, like you would pinch someone's cheek. I'm just gonna pinch this little thing on my table here.
I know.
But also,
so,
like.
Okay, so. Oh.
Like,
so him asking you if you like big dicks.
Maybe it was a test.
If you said, oh yeah, I love big dicks.
I think that's a micro penis.
A micro penis. He would have not sent the picture.
That is micro.
It is. It's pretty micro penis.
Is that fully erect?
I'm hoping not.
I'm hoping not. But then the other part of this
like
is that...
I think my thumb is bigger.
I know. So then the other part of this is like, you know, so it's like, so what are we going to do with that? Right?
Just what, slap and tickle.
I don't know.
I'm going to put some salad dressing on it.
But what, I mean, honestly, like, what do you do with that? So then here's what I've come to realize with this site. And
point at it and laugh?
I don't know. But what I think is happening here is that these men are on the site and they sit around and they... just literally jack off while they're texting. Because I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Because these don't go anywhere. And quite frankly, it's a waste of time. Like, if I want to get a social... Well, this is, in essence, this is what I've discovered from the social experiment. It's just a whole bunch of people just fucking jacking off and texting.
Yeah.
And sending pics, dick pics of micro penis. And I don't know what to do with any of that. Except talk about it.
Talk about it.
And throw people under the bus all
day. Because that's it. I mean, that's it. It's just, yeah. It's just... Because you're looking at it, because you're having these experiments until you can't take it anymore. But it's humanity. It's people. It's like what people do.
I don't understand.
It's a whole culture. It's society. It's people are fascinating. This is why you and I can travel. This is why, you know, or why we travel. This is why I can sit in airports for hours on my own.
Yeah.
Because people are fascinating.
I know. It's just mind, but it's mind-boggling, don't you think? I'm like boggled. Here, now I'm on Facebook because, you know, because everybody's lives look so different. Woman proves how fake all those before and after fit photos are. What the fuck is that? That looks creepy. Her waist, doesn't it?
Yeah. Facebook. God, I love Facebook.
Yeah. So what's going on with you, Larry? Talk
what
to
is
you.
Going on with me? Okay. So, I don't know if you saw yesterday. Did I post it? Yeah, I posted it yesterday. So on
this is
Tuesday,
disgusting. This Sunday's dog meeting meat eating festival. They're torturing these dogs because they taste better. Oh my fucking!
Whoop! So what's that? Whoop! Where's this shit come from on your feed?
This is all over Facebook. This whole thing about torturing dogs and killing them, and then eating them.
No, sorry, I can't.
Like that's nothing should be tortured.
No.
Why are we doing? Why?
Yeah.
That makes me want to fucking vomit and throw shit. It makes me want to get fucking weird. Like,
yeah, there was one that went by, like, for a week or so, where this guy had, like, taken a belt and tied it around this dog.
Oh, yeah, face.
Mouth.
This is different. This is this dog festival, dog meat eating festival in China.
Ugh. No. Nope.
I don't want to talk about this.
Can't do that.
Okay.
No. Well, I do have a dog-related rant.
Okay.
So, you know, here in Long Beach, they opened up a new walker running path. Because there was the bike path.
Right.
And the bike path had runners, walkers, cyclists, rollerbladers. You know, everybody and their brother shared this one path. So over the winter, they built this new path that's just for walkers and runners. We have the dog beach in mm-hmm. Long Beach.
Right.
What scrolls on my page yesterday is an article about how people want to be able to take walk their dogs on this new walking running path. And I'm like, no. We just got away from having to deal with things on wheels, and everyone's happy that we're separated. Now we're going to have people walking dogs with leashes and things. And what else are they going to do? Those dogs are going to shit and pee on that path, and they're not going to clean it up. And sure enough, this morning, I'm out there at 5:30 this morning. I go out for a walk on that bike path, and what do I find? Two different piles of poop, two different places. Where? Where the dogs cross to go to the beach, to the dog beach. So if they're going to do it there, they're going to do it now. Where they have what six fucking miles or 3 miles each way.
Why do people pick up this shit, literally?
I don't know.
And figuratively.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, why?
I don't understand.
I don't get it. I mean, I love dogs. Obviously, I love dogs.
I do too.
But just, you know, it's like, really? Do we have to let dogs on this walking path now? Like, you know, what do dogs do? They come at each other, and they want to sniff noses and sniff butts. And what are these people going to do with their dogs and their leashes? Stop right smack dab in the middle of the walking path.
Yeah.
Where other people are trying to walk. Is there, I mean, I love dogs, but is there one place that we can all just be neutral with animals?
I guess not. I wouldn't have a problem with it if they picked up the shit, but the fact is they don't pick up the shit.
Yeah. Somebody, you know, or, you know, people put money into a nonprofit or something that hires people to clean up the shit that other people don't want to, you know, I realize that
everybody's doing
it. No, because
then everybody would just shit. Everywhere. Yeah. People would just literally
shit. It would be Paris.
Yeah. Although, everyone. I have to tell you that those little dogs.
I mean, it's not, my rant isn't as maybe as significant as yours, but goddammit, it's still a rant.
The company that has the little baggies that picks up shit, that actually started in Europe. I think that was an Italian company.
Yeah.
Or a French company, but yeah. But people still have those stuff.
Let's see. Other rants. See, my rants aren't as big as yours. At least right now, not today. There'll come a time, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Let's see. Other rant. Okay, so, you know, I live here in Long Beach, part-time, live in Palm Springs, part-time. Driving. Fucking driving. Biggest rant, biggest irritation driving back and forth are the fucking people who hunker down in the left lane, the passing lane, the fast lane, and aren't fucking passing anybody. They just hunker down there, and everyone has to go around them on the right, and you see, look in your rearview mirror, and they're still hunkered down there doing 65 miles an hour.
A huge part of that, I think, is because people aren't aware of, like, their just immediate surroundings. Like, people are so self-involved.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that. Like, yesterday I was driving back from LA.
Maybe they're listening to podcasts.
I know.
If they listen to ours, I'm not as offended.
So, if they spend
book on tape or they're listening, they're
it doesn't matter.
The
they need to be focused on fucking driving.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that need to get places. So that's why traffic has an ebb and flow, because people are not all doing the same thing at the same time.
I swear to God, it was Wednesday. No, last Friday. Last Friday, I'm driving out to Palm Springs. I'm on the 210 freeway, fast lane. Pretty much open early in the afternoon time. I'm doing 80, like with other cars.
Sure.
You know, we're not close together, but I see up ahead of me, cars are having to go around this guy in the fast lane.
Right.
When I go around him on the right-hand side, I look over, and there he is, one hand on the wheel, the other hand is in his lap, and he's looking down and texting. Bitch, move to the slow lane.
So, moral of the story, if you're going to text and drive, move to the slow lane.
Really? Yeah.
Don't not text and drive.
Right.
Text and drive.
This is my thing. If people who text and drive don't bother me. People who text and can't fucking drive, those are the ones who piss me off.
Well, yeah. So, yesterday I'm driving 2 hours to get back from L.A. It took me 2.5 hours to get back from L.A. And I'm sitting in traffic. And it's like, you see there's always one asshole, like you said, who's in the far left lane, who's just chilling.
Yeah.
You know, he's just fucking chilling.
He's having little Friday evening cocktails, watching the game. Whatever. They're just oblivious.
Yeah, but I just don't understand. Like, do you not know what's going on around you?
No, they don't. And that's the frightening part. If I'm doing 80, which pretty much I believe is a California or LA tradition, the fast lane does 80 if it's open. That's good to know. But if I'm doing 80, my eyes are everywhere, and they're in the rearview mirror as well. If I see someone hauling ass up behind me that's probably doing 85 or 90, I move over to the right lane. Why? Because the left lane, the fast lane, is the passing lane. You want to go 120 fucking miles an hour, go ahead.
I feel like everybody's just sort of...
But I'm seeing them, and I think so many people just go comatose behind the wheel.
Well, most people are comatose. Fucking Prozac Nation over here, you know?
I usually post on Facebook, would everyone please take their meds? I think they need to be off of them.
I think people need to get off their
meds. I'm a little afraid of what it could turn, it might turn out to be like a utopia, everyone's like so complacent that, oh, look, I just killed somebody. Oh, well, if so maybe get them off the drugs, they'd be like, what the fuck am I doing?
I feel like the drugs are the worst thing we're doing. Like, I feel like prescription drugs are worse than street drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it was like the pill popping thing is fucking, I don't understand it. I never have. I never will. But like, what is it? The side effects, even if you're watching like a fucked up infomercial, or not infomercial, but a commercial for, it's like the side effects are like death, disease, fucking, you lose your hair, you lose your wife, you lose your family, you lose
Penis is going to fall off.
Yeah. All this shit. But, and then at the end, and more side effects that may vary. And it's like, I'd rather just be depressed.
Thank you. Because at least, I believe you and I are the same. At least we own our depression. When we're depressed, we know we're depressed.
Yeah. And it's
really, we may follow some negative paths through that depression, but we always figure it out, come out of it. And we own it. We own it.
Right.
And some people may need a little, pharmaceutical assistance or, cannabis or whatever to get kind of through it. A little bit of help is fine.
Not
going to
help with depression. I have dated so many stoners.
Maybe I just smoke it, but maybe there's something
in the medical variety of it,
the oils or something.
If you have pain, I get it. If you have pain, no probs.
Yeah.
But are you just like a recreational, I wake up, I fucking smoke weed, everything. I mean, don't get me wrong. To each their own. But if you're using anything every single day, all day long.
Yeah.
And I am guilty of it. Cigarettes.
No.
That's a drug. But I just don't understand doing something. Like, try not. How about trying not? Yeah. Like, I don't really feel like a cigarette alters my personality. But like somebody who smokes weed all day long, I'm kind of like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I get it at a concert. If you're on, if you're camping.
Smoking weed all day long would be like, sipping from a bottle of vodka all day long.
Right.
I
don't understand it. Never will.
The difference between it is that people who are really into the medical marijuana end of it, which I understand, and all that kind of stuff, and
if you have health benefits
and everything, it's like no one on weed has ever gone in and killed people with a machine gun.
Yeah, but also,
it just makes them, huh? What? It's like people are just...
Yes, okay, great. So then try fucking that guy or having a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
No thanks. I don't get doing anything. It's like, I don't like eating chocolate all day long or eating cheeseburger or something. It's like, I like my cocktails, but,
in at moderation. At 5.
Yeah.
From 5 to midnight. Yeah. Like a normal work day. Fuck.
Okay, we have to get to my other rant.
Oh, yeah.
I posted this on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. So, I go to a fifth grade promotion ceremony the other day.
Promotion.
Okay, because in, Southern California, different than Northern California, I'm told. So, we have kindergarten through fifth grade.
Right.
Sixth, seventh, and eighth, and then high school. Well, what some schools do, I don't know that all schools do, but I went to one, a promotion ceremony on Tuesday, where the fifth graders, they do a little ceremony, a little pomp and circumstance, no cap and gowns or anything, anything, but they get like a little certificate and a folder, and you know, they get called up, you know, and they give awards to like the student council or people that through the entire year were never sick or missed a day or late or all that kind of stuff. But so it's like a graduation, but there's no diploma. It's just called a promotion ceremony. So I'm at this, and there are two full fifth grades and a split fourth and fifth grade class. Three teachers. So each teacher gets up, says a little bit about their class, the school year, how proud they are of their students,
sure.
Yada, 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 yada.
Sure.
They then call out the kids' names. They file up. They do the handshaking thing. The other teachers shake their hands. They get their little certificate thing. Everything goes. Now, this is where it gets sketchy for me. Is one of the three teachers walks up there, and the first thing he says, first thing I want to do is thank God for this year.
Rut-ro.
Yeah.
Rut-ro.
Rut-ro, rut-ro, rut-ro. Now.
So I want to thank God for the school year?
For the school year, yes. So, like I said, I'm like rut-ro. Because, you know, it's, and like my cousin said on Facebook comment, you know, it's not like separation of church and state, like questionable if he had asked everyone to pray or something like that. But it was still like, okay, it's still a public school. This is a fifth grade promotion ceremony.
Right.
It would be, you know, it would be the same as saying, I would like to thank my penis. What the hell does your penis and thanking it have to do with what's going on here today?
Well, because God is the creation. He's the creator. He created all of, he created the school.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, in this guy's mind. But I'm just, I mean, you know, I wasn't like offended.
Right, but it was like, it was let's like, all
really,
relax.
This is not the proper venue. You know, we don't need to know.
Sure.
Then I found out from another parent whose child had him as a teacher previously that, you know, in some meeting or, you know, he announced to them that he was Christian. It wasn't, like, again, it wasn't part of what they were talking about. Like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, well, we're doing this, and on Sunday we're going to go to church. Oh, where do you go to church? Well, we go here.
Right.
Oh, well, I go here. Oh, you're Jewish. I'm Christian. It wasn't that. It was just like he, like this, blurted out, well, I'm Christian. It's like, and she was like, did we really need to know that? I don't think I needed to have him, you know, tell me that.
Jesus.
So, but then what you wonder is what's happening in the classroom. If it's that big of a drug.
And he's a teacher?
He's a teacher. If it's that, for me, if it's that big of a drug, because I learned this years ago from Oprah, thank you. It wasn't really Oprah. It was like her show like 25 years ago. They were talking about addiction and everything, and this woman said, talked about people getting into recovery, they will exchange one addiction for another,
right,
and they take on God,
right,
as their new addiction.
Right.
And so they just want to put it on everybody.
Right.
And I'm not saying that this guy is a former addict, but I'm just saying people will take their religion on, their God, and just everybody needs to know that,
yeah,
you know, it's because it's such a big part of their life. I don't need to know.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me that.
Yeah.
You know, we're friends. If it comes up in conversation, it's a beautiful thing, but, you know, don't come knocking on my door.
Right.
And telling me.
Yeah. You know, I'm not interested. Not interested.
Not that I myself wasn't baptized Christian and went
sure,
to Christian
but
school.
Like,
it's just like, yeah, no. You know, again,
also, like, working.
I don't want to know the size of your penis right off the bat. You know, this whole.
Yeah.
You know.
When you work it into a conversation, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you're just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here and I have things to say.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. I think that was a good rant.
I think we've ranted. Have we ranted enough?
I think so.
Okay. Well, if I think of anything else to rant, I'll make notes.
Okay.
And how often are we gonna let her, how often will we be ranting?
Every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks, I think.
I think that's.
And now we just have to figure out how to get this posted.
I wouldn't record that part.
And then we'll post it.
I wouldn't.
Well, they can know.
They
can know that this could be troublesome.
Okay.
And they need to be proud of us. Because once this is posted, don't you believe, we're going to be fucking happy and having cocktails. Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing.